Good morning. A friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 5.05 p.m. and also that Learning in the Shul this week is graciously sponsored by the Javits in appreciation of the community, and Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We're learning Masechta Ohalos. We are in the 13th chapter. We are learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav, which we will close out today. The Mishnah begins, Elu Mematen Esatefach Pachos, because the following things, up until now we've been discussing what can go ahead and be a sizable hole to allow Tumas Oel to spread through. Now we're going to discuss things that make that hole smaller, and they will be able to make that size less than a Tefach. The first thing says the Mishnah is Pachos Mikazayis Basar. Right? If it's less than a kazayis basar, so such a thing is not maybe a satuma. And unless the thing that's carrying the tum in the first place is basar, in which case it would be mitzdar if it would join together with the meat, so here the basar, this less than olive size, is going to hold it back. So, memayit ayide rova atzamos, assuming that the it's less than a quarter cab of bone. Upachos meyatzim kisora, memayit ayide kazayis basar. If the piece of bone is less than the size of a barley corn, so if the tumah it's trying to block is meat, is flesh, so then that would be able to go ahead and block it because it's less than the minimum size of something that's tummy. Pachos mikazayis min ames, if it's less than a kazayis min ames, because there's also bone dust, etc., which goes beyond just the bone and the flesh of a body, so that's also, if it's less than the size and it's stuffing up a hole, it'll make it smaller, it's not maybe a satuma. Pachos mi kazayis min anevela, if it's less than a kazayis of nevela, or pachos mi kadasha min asheretz, or if it's less than the size of a lentil size of a sheretz, all of these things are less than the minimum size necessary to convey the tumah. If it can't convey the tumah, it's going to block the tumah. Pachos mi kabeita achalim, less than the size of an egg of food, or a hatvua shebechalom, or the tvua that's in the windowsill. The kachoy sheyesh ba'mamish, or if you have a spider web, but it's a thick spider web, so therefore it's going to close up enough of the hole that it's not going to be able to be maybe a satum. It's going to make it less than a tefach. Nivlas of hator shalochishav alea. If you have a nevela, an animal that wasn't shechted properly, but it was a kosher bird, and you don't intend on eating it, so in such a situation, it's not going to be maybe a satum of. Nivlas of hatame, or if you have a hawk or another non-kosher bird, shechishav alea veloachshira, you may have intended on eating it, but there's a second factor that's missing, and that is that it wasn't Moshe Lekabel Tumah. So in those situations, that size is going to be able to reduce the size of the Tefach so that it would hold back the Tumah from coming forward. So in all of these instances, since it's less than the size necessary to carry the Tumah, if it's stuffing up the hole inside the connection space between two rooms, it's not going to be maybe a satuma. Now, Elu, says the Mishnah above, Shein Mematin, there are following things that aren't going to be Memayit. What are those things? So the Mishnah is now going to enumerate the reverse of everything we learned in Mishnah Hey. Ein Ayetza Memayit Ayidei Atzamos. If you have bone, so the bone is, even if it's less than the minimum size, but it's preventing bone tuma from going from one room to the other, it's not going to be, it's not going to function because it's going to join together and be mitzdarif. And if the thing is less than the kazayas of flesh in the hole, so it's not going to be, maybe it's not going to serve as a chatzitza because it's going to join with the flesh that's trying to get to carry the tumah over. If you have a kazayas min ameis, or a kazayas min anavela, or a chadash min asheretz, or a kabeitza achalim, any of the other things, if it's a kazayas of nevela, or a lentil size of a sheretz, or a kabeitza of food, or it's tvua in the window, if it's a spider web, but it's so flimsy, it doesn't serve as a chatzitza, if you intended on eating a kosher bird that wasn't shechted properly, so that's already going to have tumas nevela, or lo nivlas tumas nivlas ov hatami shechisha v'leah v'kshira, or if you have a nevela where you intended on eating it and you were machshir at lekabel tumah, so in such a situation, it's not going to be chotzeis for lo ashesiva erev ha-menugayim. If you're dealing with a shesiv erev, a piece of cloth which has a warf and a woof, and they have a tzaras there, so obviously if it's tummy, it's not going to be able to be chotzeis mipnei ha-tumah. It's not going to be able to impede the tumah. V'lo levena mibeis ha-pras, if you bring a piece of brick, and it comes from a place where we're concerned that there's going to be tumah there. We know that there was some tumah found within the field somewhere, so that's not going to be able to be chotzit divrei meir. V'chachamim omrim halavena mimayetes mitnei afara tar. Right, the brick reduces because the earth itself is still tar. The general rule that we apply over here is something that's still tar is able to go ahead and reduce the size of the tefach that doesn't allow the tumah to go through, and something that's tummy is not going to reduce the size of the tefach, and the tumah will carry itself forward. We'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, we'll start the 14th parak tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.